This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind. Thank God, now I see. Jesus was blind, but now, through many dangers, taunts, and snares, I have already come. So many dangers and so many snares. Yes, Lord. Please be seated. And that same grace is gonna lead me. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. Even as we sing praise God, Lord, we praise you with a thankful heart. Praise you with a gracious heart. So many times didn't know how it was going to be, but Lord, you know. You knew then, you know now, and you'll know tomorrow. And for that, we just say thank you. Lord, right now, as this word comes forth, I'm asking, Lord, that you make this word like a two-edged sword. Let it cut forward and back. Lord, make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board so that the things I say will draw people to you and not drive them away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 We've had a good time. Our children have really, really blessed us. I say to everybody, that is a very historical choir because it spawned several preachers, several musicians have graced us with their talents. Miss Moselle Dearborn, and I'm going to go way back. Miss Frazier, who became later Miss Reed. Amen. We had a young lady who used to play in a bit of a what we used to call back in the day a gut bucket style, but it was so soulful. Name was Miss Verge. I don't remember her last name, but she could whip. Amen. And then later on in the 70s, we got Huey Kenneth Lawson played the organ. David Wayne Lawson played piano. Just so many people that have come through this particular church, and I'm so blessed. We are so blessed. Amen. You know, sometimes we believe God wants certain things. We try to thank for God. Amen? Amen. We try to outsmart God. And we think God is caught up in stuff like we are. Amen. But God doesn't care about stuff. He cares about us. We care about stuff. Can I get a witness? Amen. Go with me a little while, just for a little while, because we don't have to stay here all day to do this. Isaiah, first chapter, 10 through 13 is what I'm going to bring to you, and we'll talk a little bit about this. Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 10 through 13. Let me tell you what Isaiah said in this passage. says, hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. Y'all have heard of those two places. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, said the Lord? I'm full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. For a subject, just for a little while today, we're going to use obedience. It's better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Let me say to you this. Sacrifice is good sometimes. We all sacrifice every now and then. If you're a parent, you know all about sacrificing. Amen. I don't want to make sacrifice a bad thing, but when it comes to the Lord, amen, there's nothing that we can do, nothing that we can pay. Amen. When we pay tithes and offering here, that's for people. That ain't for God. Amen. There's nothing we can pay. I knew a lady that at the end of the year, she would send $50,000 to St. James Episcopal Church downtown. Mentioned, didn't go all year, didn't grace the doorway, but every year before the year was up, she would send that money down there. Amen. And she's still living. She's got a chance to get it right. But somebody needs to tell her that that's not what God requires. Oh, yes, when you give in God's name, that's a good thing. But God doesn't require your sacrifice or your money. He requires you. What you give in this church is to help God's people. Can I get a witness? But it doesn't help God. When it comes to God, obedience is better than sacrifice. We all need to learn how to follow orders sometime. Can I get a witness? On our jobs, we need to know how to follow orders. If we can't, we won't be employed too long. In school, we need to know how to follow orders. If we can't, then we're going to get what they used to call back in my time that holy flag. Amen. Can I get a witness? If you're married, especially if you're a husband, you need to know how to follow orders. Can I get a witness? Yes, indeed. Even pastors don't always give orders. Sometimes we take them. Can I get a witness? Amen. But obedience is a sign of submission. It's a sign of maturity. You see, when you can obey, that's a sign that you've grown. When nobody can tell you anything, amen, that's a sign of adolescence. You know, in that particular phase, nobody can tell you, I thought I was the smartest person in the world. Amen. But as you grow and mature, you ought to be able to let somebody tell you something. Can I get a witness? You can't have a job, you can't go to school, you can't live in society if you can't obey. And you can't be saved if you can't obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You see, when I was a little boy, pain helped me to obey. Can I get a witness? You see, the body matures faster than the mind does. So until the mind catches up to what's right and wrong, the body will suffice. Can I get a witness? Amen. Now, I never got a beating in my life. My parents didn't beat me, but they sure enough whipped me. Amen. And look, when it finally clicked up here, I shouldn't do that anymore. Then I stopped getting whippings. Amen. But before it registered, I had to be reminded. Obedience better than sacrifice. In our current society, obedience can get you promoted. Obedience can get you respected. Isaiah, our author, knew the importance of obedience. because he was submissive to Kings Uzziah and Hezekiah, along with ultimately being submissive to God. Amen. Nowadays, when we speak of obedience, we think mostly of our children. Amen. My folks used to use the word mind. I never heard my parents say, you need to be obedient. They say, boy, you need to mind. Amen. You need to mind me. Amen. I remember one time in Kmart, I got the mind speech. You need to mind me, because I wanted to go where the peanuts were. Amen. I love cashews. You need to mind me. And then I got reminded that I need to mind her. Amen. But we sometimes need to give God something other than sacrifice. Can I get a witness? We try to bribe God all the time, and it just won't work. You see, God doesn't need our stuff. We need our stuff. You know, but ultimately, God needs our soul. Let me rephrase that. We need God to save our soul. Can I get a witness? You know, the Bible reaffirms this in 1 Samuel 15 and 22. It says, and Samuel said, have the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken, which means to listen, than the fat of rams. See, we need to hear the Lord and learn how to obey the Lord. Can I get a witness? I'm reminded of a little story about Saul before he lost his kingdom. You see, if you can't obey, you wind up losing things. God told Saul to go down and destroy the Amalekites. Can I get a witness? And he told them, when you destroy them, don't leave anything living. Kill off everything, because they're bad seed. Get rid of the goats and horses and cows. Saul went down there and conquered everybody. But when he got to the livestock, he didn't have any problem getting rid of the little weakly looking things, the little sickly looking things. But the fine cows and the fine horses and the fine sheep, he decided he didn't want to get rid of them. That looked too good to do away with. I'm going to take this back home. Can I get a witness? Y'all heard the story. But when God caught Saul with that and held him accountable, he told God, well, I was just getting this for you. I was saving this for you. But God doesn't need that. God didn't require that sacrifice. He required Saul's obedience. Somebody here needs to obey. Somebody needs to hear the word of the Lord. Somebody trying to bribe God. Can I get a witness? Our scriptures say in verse 10, it said, hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. Y'all know about Sodom and Gomorrah. It was a bad place. Can I get a witness? Amen. It was a place of immorality. Amen. And the thing about it, nobody stood up and said, this is wrong. You see, God is talking to the rulers of our cities. You know, it says again, hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers. In other words, our rulers have a duty. In the court system, they call it a fiduciary obligation to tell people what's right and wrong and to represent us in a righteous manner. But Sodom and Gomorrah didn't have anybody with that obligation. And see, God knows that some of our cities are a bit more righteous than others. I heard people years ago said the reason why New Orleans caught so much, you know what, was because New Orleans was a city of unrighteousness. I'm not God, so I can't make that determination. But I know that everywhere, in every city, Alexandria, Pineville, Cheneyville, there's righteous and there's unrighteous. And it doesn't have to be Sodom and Gomorrah for you to listen at God. Can I get a witness? Verse 11 says, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me? I'm full of burnt offerings. I'm tired of this. Rams and the fat of beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or he-goats. God says, enough of that stuff. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of your bribes. I'm tired of you thinking because you burn up a lamb on an altar that I won't do what I should do to you. I'm tired of you thinking that that'll get you grace and mercy. Can I get a witness? You see, some of us feel like we got to offer God, and some of the things we offer him are illegitimate. Can I get a witness? Some of the things we offer God, if you just think about it, you'd understand. Well, that's not right. You would be surprised what people do in the name of God. You'd be surprised. They believe that they're serving God. Can I get a witness? Saul, before he became Paul, thought he was serving God. But God didn't want that kind of sacrifice. Amen. He wants you. He wants your soul. He wants your obedience. He wants your submission. Here I am, God. Do what you want to do with me. I'm here to serve you. Tell me what you want me to do. Verse 12 says this. When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand to tread my... In other words, who told you to bring this stuff? Who sent you here with this? You know, that's what God is saying nowadays. Who told you this was what I wanted? I didn't tell you. If I didn't tell you, then whoever told you that this would impress me? You see, we believe we can impress God. We believe that we can impress God with our holier-than-thou attitude. We believe we can impress God with our pious manners. We believe we can impress God by how many times we can say, when we go in Walmart, how many times we can say, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Sometimes I just want to tell people, look, I know who you are. I know where you come from. Don't try to fool me. Every word you say, you don't have to end it with bless God, bless God. An empty can makes a whole lot of noise. Can I get a witness? Now, there's nothing wrong with saying that, but you know when it's overkill. You can tell. You see, you try the spirit by the spirit. Your spirit of discernment will let you know when somebody's overdoing it just because you Pastor Grimes or Reverend Lonnie's, they feel like every word they say got to be bless God. Feel like that'll make us feel like they're holy. Can I get a witness? Verse 13 says, bring no more vain oblations. Don't bring that stuff anymore. Don't bring me none of that anymore. Can I get a witness? You see, God grew tired of that. Amen. I believe that it was the Mosaic tradition and the Hebrew law, but God grew tired of that because there's only so much of that you can do. Amen. If you do something wrong this morning, you sacrifice a lamb this evening. Can I get a witness? Amen. But that was inconsistent because everybody didn't have lambs and goats. Can I get a witness? So salvation couldn't be spread evenly. I got enough notes right now. Let me tell you one thing. That's why he sent Jesus, because he was so tired of all of this false ideology, so tired of burnt offerings, so tired of the blood of lambs and goats. He said, no more of that stuff. I'm tired of that. But this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a sacrifice. Can I get a witness? So you won't have to worry about sacrificing anymore. You see, Jesus came not for a sacrifice. He came to be a sacrifice. Can I get a witness? We don't have to worry about goats and rams anymore. Don't have to worry about setting fire to a bullock on the altar anymore. Jesus is our sacrificial lamb. When they whipped him all night long, he sacrificed for you and for me. When they led him up Calvary's hill, he sacrificed for you and for me. When they hung him on the cross, he sacrificed for you and for me. When they buried him in a borrowed tomb, that was his sacrifice for you and me. But early one Sunday morning, the blood of Jesus, early one Sunday morning, the Lamb of God, early one Sunday morning, he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. Good evening, good evening, good evening, Mount Calvary. Don't try to bribe God, Mount Calvary. Don't bring God any vain stuff.
All he wants is your obedience. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, I said whosoever, whosoever believing in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So come on, come on, come on down. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. Here's the part where you get to obey. Here's the part where you get, we have already taken up tithes and offering. Now check this out. This is the part where you get to obey. God is waiting on you through his son, Jesus Christ. If you're outside of the circle of grace, then come now and receive Jesus. Right now, I invite you to Jesus. I don't just invite you to Mount Calvary. I don't do that anymore. I invite you to Jesus. This is only a congregation. There might be somebody visiting that wants to receive Jesus, but they may not want to be a member of Mount Calvary. Come and receive Jesus. And if you want to belong to this congregation, that's fine. We love you for that. But I invite you to Jesus. Obedience right now. Obedience right now is better than the tithes and offerings. Tithes and offerings are good, but right now, obedience is better than sacrifice. Come to Jesus. Come on. Don't find out the hard way like Saul did. Come on, I invite you to Jesus. He's waiting on you. Obey and hearken to the voice of the Lord. Sacrifice is good when it's appropriate, but obedience is far better. He will. I know he will. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Come on, we're not going to rush past this part. This is the most important part. Come to Jesus. Obedience. Don't just listen for your children to obey. It's not all just about them. Grown-ups need to hearken to the word of the Lord. Come to Jesus. Sometimes children, when they see us obey, they don't mind obeying. Come on. Y'all do that again. I know we got a small crowd today, but we're going to do that again. Because this is important. I don't care, 30 people, 300 people, 3,000. It does not matter. Come on, come on. Obedience. You'll be blessed for your obedience. You see, when I worked for the sheriff, I had to do everything he said in order to get a paycheck. So in order to be saved, in order to get your soul saved, why don't you come? All right. Amen.
We know you've been blessed by Reverend Ronnie Humphrey's sermon today, and copies of Pastor Humphrey's sermon are available by calling the church at 318-445-3789. Please mention today's date and join the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, 320 Bassett Street, at its regularly scheduled church services, 9:30 a.m. Sunday school, 11 o'clock a.m. for worship services, and midweek services at 7:15 on Wednesday. God's richest blessings until we meet again next Sunday, and we love visitors because they become new members at Mount Calvary Baptist Church.
I may never depths of the ocean and our